The Fish and Wildlife Service has stayed with the 2015 decision to put the northern long-eared bat on the federal threatened species list after proposing the year before to go further and list the bat as endangered. But after additional objections from timber companies and other landowners, the service has removed some limits on killing bats as part of a lawful activity. Service Director Dan Ash says his bigger focus is on protecting the bats from the disease white nose syndrome.
So it's important for us that we not punch ourselves out by focusing on things that are inconsequential and are likely to be inconsequential for conservation of the bat.
The Center for Biological Diversity says the new rule does a better job of protecting industry profits than bats and says most land clearing for tree cutting, pipelines, and other developments can proceed. The group may try to expand its earlier federal lawsuit over the northern long-eared bat. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.